rotation gave you in the series?
They were awesome. I feel like it's been trending this way for a while. I feel like after those couple starts against, I think it was the Nationals, first 2 days of the change. I mean, those were tough days. But I feel like after that, we've been in every game, one way or another, you know, within a few runs. So I feel like the starting pitching has been really good here, you know, going over a couple weeks now.
How impressed were you with Charlie?
He was great. And it was awesome. You know, I love the fact, I told the guys, the best part of that whole thing for him, you know, he goes 6 2/3, gets into the seventh. And with everything that he's been through this year, there's been negativity surrounding him. You know, and I get it. And I get, like, we need guys to perform and all that. But this is also a guy that's performed for a long time in the big leagues. And to see kind of the negativity, but then, you know, the Baltimore fans stand up and give him a standing ovation coming off the mound, that was my favorite part. And I told the infielders that when I went out there. That was nice to see because we know Charlie the guy. We know how incredible he is and how accountable he is. And it just makes us all bigger fans of him and makes us feel really good when we see Charlie be Charlie. We had a couple options. You know, as the game kind of went along, I'm sitting in there with Ryan Klimek and Frenchie, and it's a nonstop conversation. If you guys could hear it, there's 5,000 different scenarios going on. You know, we were comfortable getting to Soto in the ninth. We were comfortable getting to Sir Anthony in the ninth. Obviously, we were comfortable getting to Baker in the ninth. You know, and what a job he did. I mean, I think he threw one ball, maybe. It was outstanding. So he did great. Yeah, I feel like we played pretty well here lately in terms of, like, errors, you know, just making mistakes on the field. Base running, too. I mean, we had some base running mistakes as well. I don't feel like I've seen a lot of base running mistakes here lately. I don't feel like I've seen a lot of physical errors on the defense here lately, especially the infield, which is kind of what we're referencing. And how great is it to be able to make mistakes, base running and defense, and still win the game? You know, when was the last time that kind of happened here this season? So, and that's probably more a testament to our pitching and the ability to not let things kind of unravel and blow up.
Some of the base running mistakes, do you just chalk that up to a couple of young guys?
Well, I mean, it happens around the league every single day. So young or old, we see veteran players, all-star players make base running mistakes on a nightly basis. We're not super reactive. We're very proactive here as a staff, so we're constantly working at these things. So there's a process he's in place right now to work on it. It's not going to be like, hey, you didn't do this or you didn't do that. They already know it. You know, when they come in the dugout, they already know what they did. And for me, realistically, it doesn't matter how good the process is. It doesn't matter how perfect the players are. The reality is there are no perfect players. They're imperfect. They'll make mistakes. You learn from it, and you move on to the next one.
Have you noticed Jackson seems more comfortable at the plate these last couple weeks than any time yesterday about having him in a leadoff spot every day?
I mean, he's a heck of a player, man. You know, I mean, everything that he does, even when maybe he makes a couple mistakes, like you look up, he still had a decent day and helped us win a game. So, I mean, the kids, he's 21 years old. I don't think people realize that still. It feels like he's probably been in the league for 3 years already. But he's a heck of a player. We're very lucky to have him.
John,
I drove in with him this morning. So we're staying at the same place. I called him last night to see where he was staying. Said, hey, man, meet me in the lobby. Let's head on in. Just to kind of like, you know, he's coming to a new place. Doesn't know where to park. Doesn't know where the locker is. So, got to chat with him this morning. Got to hang out with him on the field this morning. I gravitate towards people like my dad, right? Like people like my dad. They've been around. They've been in the game for a long time. There's a lot of wisdom. It's really important to have that in every environment. And we're just really excited for John and being here.
Thank you.